how's it going, everybody? This is Chris. This is episode 50, the big 5-0 of the Libertarian Republican podcast. And this is a big one. This is the big, I want to make this one the big episode of solutions, because a lot of, look, we complain all the time about how the Democrats are destroying America, but we have to offer concrete, like real concrete solutions to America's problems, to the voters, or else, we have to give them a reason to vote for us, because we'd certainly give them a reason to not vote for Democrats, because Democrats are communists, essentially, who hate America. I mean, let's face it, the Democrat Party of today hates America. That's why they want to bring in as many non-Americans as they can to outvote the, Americans. So they want to wipe out, America and replace it with sort of a feudalist society. That's what it is. It's feudalism. It's a society where people at the top, a small group of people at the top, Democrats in the government, will run everything and control everything and have all the power. And the peasants the peasants will make the cars and make, build the houses, but they will just do what they're told and shut up. And so I think that we as Republicans, we need to offer we need to really articulate. This is what I've been trying to do with this podcast, is try to articulate. I think I've been focused on solutions. I've talked about healthcare. Healthcare is a big one. Republicans need to fix healthcare, but Republicans need to offer real solutions to healthcare. And one of the things I've talked about is repealing Obamacare, but also I've talked about how health insurance should be more like car insurance. We need to model health insurance after car insurance. I've talked about this in an episode about Obamacare, about how car insurance, we're bombarded by car insurance commercials, all these different car insurance companies, because there is a robust and competitive insurance, market in car insurance, but there isn't one in health insurance. We don't see the same kinds of commercials for health insurance companies, do we? Because in a lot of states, there's only one health insurance company, maybe two, that's it. Or you get insurance through your company, through your employer, and you don't even know who your insurance company is, and you don't have a choice because you get it through your employer. So what we need to do is we need to transform healthcare into more of a health insurance, into more of a catastrophic, protect you against catastrophic accidents and incidents like cancer and getting hit by a bus, and transform it more into a car insurance kind of a model. But that requires getting rid of all these government rules about everything. About what insurance companies are allowed to sell you. Now, like I've talked about repealing Obamacare, you don't even need to get rid of the Obamacare website. You could keep the Obamacare website, healthcare.gov, but just allow any insurance company to sell any insurance policy with any combination of benefits to any customer in any state. And boom, instant free market in health insurance right there. You would instantly get a free market in health insurance. That's called freedom. Letting people be free, letting insurance companies be free to offer what they think the customers will want. Instead of offering insurance policies that the government thinks the customers need and deserve, just cut the government out of it. Get these government bureaucrats out of it. They're morons. They're idiots. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're talking about. They're the dumbest people in our entire society. So get them out of the equation and let the health insurance companies offer health insurance policies that they think the customers will want. And you and I are the customers. Empower us. You know, these are the kinds of solutions that I've talked about, getting rid of the FDA's, don't have to abolish the FDA, but just get rid of their monopoly on approvals and testing, approving and testing drugs and devices and procedures. There you go, that would instantly increase supply in the marketplace. When you have more supply, you drive prices down. It's really simple. These are some simple things we could do, but in the big picture, we need to think about what is really wrong with America. I mean, look at inflation. The reason we have all this inflation is because our government has been printing money for a long time. Okay, for decades. Since 1971, we've been printing money. And since the 2008, during the whole Obama presidency, and then including Trump, and now, of course, under Biden, it's gone off the rails with all this money printing. So, and it's because the government is spending so much money, and it's because today's Democrats believe in MMT, modern monetary theory, where they believe that they can just print money indefinitely, unlimited amounts of money, forever, with no consequences. But we're seeing the consequences, inflation. Because when you make money, more abundant, when you make it less scarce, you make it less valuable. That's it. It's really pretty simple. So how do we stop that? How do we reverse this? How do we fix this? How do we save America? But really, the only thing we can do, the only way to do it, is we have to cut government. We have to cut the size and the budget of government. That's it. That's the only way to do it. But you can't just fire everybody in the government, because now you can fire a small percentage of them. You can say that we're going to have a hiring freeze for a year, and then next year we're going to fire 5%, and then the year after that we're going to fire another 5%, and then the year after that we're going to fire another 5%. You could do that, or you could do 10%. You know, you could tell these people in government, you could say, look, we don't have the money to pay you anymore. This government is broke. We are going to cut employees. We're going to cut agencies. Entire agencies need to be abolished. Remember, the government is doing so many things that we don't need them to be doing. We have all these departments: Department of Education, Department of Energy, Department of Transportation, Department of Agriculture. We have all these departments full of bureaucrats shuffling paper around. They're not doing anything that we really need them to be doing. A lot of the things they're doing, we don't need them to be doing at all. And a lot of the things that they're doing that we need, the private sector could do them better, more efficiently, more cost effectively. So that's what we need to do. We need to go through the government, and the Democrats are going to fight us tooth and nail on this, because the Democrats believe every single dime that the government spends is crucial to our survival, because they're government worshipers. But we need to call them that. Just call them. You're a government worshiper. You're a cult worshiper. You're a cult member. You believe in the cult of government. Call them out on that. That's what they are. They're government worshipers. It's a weird religious cult where they believe that the government is good and perfect and wonderful and necessary. Everything they do is perfect and necessary and wonderful. But the other thing that we need to do is we need to look at how many people are dependent on these government programs and on these government agencies. You know, how many people are dependent on government? And that's what we need to work towards, a more independent citizenry. We need to be the party of independence and self-sufficiency. We need to be the party that's going to make it easier for you to get a job, to start a business, to expand a business. And in order to do that, we need to cut the regulations that impede job creation and business creation. We need to slash all these ridiculous regulations that just make it harder for everybody to start businesses and expand businesses and build, you know, I've talked about this before. With one of the things Trump tried to do was reduce the amount of time that it took for environmental impact studies to be done. It was about 5 years under Obama. If you wanted to build something, a factory, it doesn't matter what, if you wanted to build anything in America, the average time for an environmental impact study to be completed was about 5 years. I think it was over 5 years. And Donald Trump wanted to get down that down to 2 years. And he got it down a good bit, but that's one thing that we can do. Get this down to 2 years or 1 year or 6 months. Because it's ridiculous. You can't build anything in America. You can't do anything without, you know, all these, you have to understand all these, when you see construction going on, you may look around, what do you mean there's construction all over the place? Yeah, there is, but that construction has been waiting. People have been waiting years to do that construction. They've been waiting for years, and a lot of construction you don't see because it's not there, because it was annihilated by government regulations. So there's a lot, so you would see a lot more construction, you would see a lot more job creation, you would see a lot more business creation if we got rid of all not all of them, but a lot of these regulations. And you have to also look at regulatory compliance costs. I mean, that's what we're really talking about here. Regulatory compliance costs. Everything you buy, everything you do, is the price is blown up, is exaggerated because of regulatory compliance costs. Everything anybody may, if you make a car, if you build a house, if you make a pair of shoes, if you want to open a Subway sandwich shop, it doesn't matter. You've got tons and tons and tons of regulatory compliance costs. You've got to pay to comply with all of, you'd have to hire all of these people who, you know, if you want to start a shoe company, the most efficient way to start a shoe company is to figure out how to make shoes and then hire some people, build a factory, and make shoes. But before you do all that, you have to hire all these other people that the government tells you that you have to hire in order to, and you have to pay all these government fees and fines and business licenses and certifications and inspections, and you got to fill out all the paperwork, and all of these government bureaucrats have to get your money, a whole bunch of your money, before you can start the process of building your factory and actually making shoes. And this is the problem in America. This is the problem all over the world. And this is one of the reasons why everything is so expensive. You know, this is one of the reasons why everything is so expensive. And I know that Democrats think, oh, you're gonna, you know, have child labor, and we're gonna have lead in our water, and because of, like I said, Democrats are cultists. They're government worshipers. They believe that everything the government does is crucial, is essential. They never question anything that the government says or does. And that's what we need to hammer them on this. You never question anything the government does. You never question anything that all of this, all of these regulations, you, like I've said in a previous episode, do you think you'll ever hear a Democrat say, I think we have enough regulations? Yep. I think the government has done enough. No, you will never hear that. Never. Because that's heresy to a Democrat. Democrats are, it's a religious cult of government worship. So I think that, you know, this is a big part of how we can get America back on the right track. If we can get more people independent so that they don't need welfare, they don't need Obamacare subsidies, the more independent and self-sufficient people we have, the fewer people we have dependent on government spending. And so we can reduce, and then we can reduce government spending. So that we've got two areas where we can reduce government spending. The actual federal bureaucracy, the actual federal employees, and the state employees. I mean, states like California need to do this stuff too. New York, they need to do this stuff, but they're not going to because they're run by Democrats, and Democrats are morons. So we have to focus on a national level. I'm talking about. I mean, obviously, in at a state level, these are ways that Republicans can win local elections and maybe take over some states. So there's two ways that we can reduce government spending. We can reduce the actual government agencies, the number of employees, and we can also, we need to reduce the number of people who are dependent. You know, you don't work for the government, you're just dependent on government. You're dependent on handouts. With so many people dependent on handouts in 1,000 different ways. Financial aid for kids going to college is one way. Another group of people who rely on government spending, on federal tax dollars. So, you know, this is how we're going to save America. We've got to shrink the government. We have to shrink the government, but you can't just kick people off welfare. You have to make it easier for them to get off welfare. And so you have to incentivize or stop disincentivizing job creation and business creation and hiring, all that kind of stuff. So and regulations are the way to do that. We have got to get rid of all of these onerous regulations that are crushing the ability of American business owners or business people to start and expand businesses. And I know that I've talked about this before too, about how Democrats will complain about this. Oh, you believe you just want tax cuts and regulation cuts for the big businesses, but we can sort of turn that against them and explain to them. I mean, like I've said, Democrats are idiots. They're stupid people, but we can explain to them that all of these regulations hurt small businesses and protect big businesses from competition, because regulations serve as a barrier to entry from smaller competitors who want to enter the market and challenge these big corporations. And this is why we have so many big corporations, because our government has so many regulations that it's impossible for a small company. You know, I've talked about like car companies, airlines, banks. You know, try starting your own airline. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. You know, try opening your own airport. Yeah, good luck. Good luck with that. You know, you can't do any of this stuff. Try starting your own car company. Good luck with that. You know, you can't do any of this stuff because the government, you need so much money in order to challenge these entrenched big corporations and it's all because it just disincentivizes competition. And it protects these big corporations. So, Democrats love to talk about how they're for the little guy, but they're really not at all. They're not the party of the little guy anymore. They may have been once. I don't think they ever were, but at least they talked that way. But now they're the party of big business. They're the party of big business, big government. You know, big tech, big pharma. They're fascists. I mean, that's kind of what fascism is. Fascism in the real historical sense, the Mussolini sense, the Franco in Spain sense, fascism is the merger of big business and big government. And it's a centrally controlled crony capitalist kind of system. And that's what the Democrats are all about. They want to be in charge of everything, of the economy, of everything, and they want to be able to pick and choose which corporations they like, which corporations succeed, which businesses succeed, thrive, and which businesses die. And that's fascism. So I've said it a million times, Democrats are fascists, communists, whatever you want to call them. They believe in a system where a small group of people at the top control everything and have all the power. And we need to be the party of power to the people. Pretty simple. We're the party of power to the people. We're the party of limited government, of independence. We're the party that wants you to be independent, self-sufficient. Democrats don't want you to be independent. They want you to be dependent on their big government so that they can have all the control and all the power and sit on their thrones and order you around, boss you around like the peasants they think you are. So anyway, that's my pitch, I guess, to the Republicans. I think Republicans need to be the party of real solutions, real rock solid, day one shovel ready solutions. Not spending more money, but make solutions that will make people freer, make people more independent of government, more decentralized problem solving. And make, you know, free up all of these, and like I've said, healthcare is a big one. Healthcare is a big one. A lot of people a lot of people are single issue voters. I mean, they're gonna vote for government healthcare because healthcare is so expensive and they can't afford it and they want government to pay for it. And that's all the Democrats have to offer is just, we'll get government to pay for it. Well, who's the government? Where does the government get their money? The government, every dime the government spends has to first be taken away from somebody else. You've got to remember that, and we have to repeat that and remind people of that all day, every day. Every dime the government spends has first been taken away from somebody else. And so we are denied what they would have done with that money. And see, we give the government all this money to solve these problems, but so much of that money just gets absorbed by the government itself. And okay, maybe if there's a little money left over, it goes to solving the problem. But it's never enough. The government always just wants more and more and more money. So the solution is, to inflation, to reduce all of this, to stop all of this money printing. Because the reason why the government is printing all this money is because it has to spend all this money because it's got so many things to do. It's got so many employees it has to pay. It's got so many people who are dependent on government. And so we need to reduce the number of employees it's paying and reduce the number of people who are dependent on government. Give them an out. Give them a path out of poverty. A path towards independence. And that includes, I've said it, it includes the military. We can't exclude the military from this. The military is part of this. Military is a government agency. It's a government. Don't forget, the military is a government agency. It's a government bureaucracy. It is a bloated government bureaucracy just like everything else. And it needs to shrink. It's too big. So, all right. So on that note, I'm going to stop. This is episode 50. Like I said, if you like this podcast, give me some good ratings on iTunes and check me out on Twitter and Getter and Gab and all that kind of stuff. Parler's a little weird. Parler is hard to. It seems like it doesn't work half the time, but maybe they'll fix it. I don't know. But and the video versions are on Rumble. Some of them are anyway. So, all right. I'll see you on the next one. Bye bye.